Okay, today's daf test. We're on daf ches, we're on the second to bottom line. First word, v'ha'ov. We're talking about a ger. A ger has to bring, when he becomes a ger, he has to bring either two oafs or a behema. So, the Gemara wanted to know, where did oaf come from? So, we're right, like, smack in the middle. I don't want to review because we don't have time to go back. We're smack in the middle, so the Gemara says, v'ha'ov, heches rabbi. Where did the Torah tell me that I could bring an oaf? The Gemara answers, Kasher Tasu Ken Yaseh. Just like we did at Har Sinai, so too a ger should do. Ma'atem Olu Shlomim. Just like at Har Sinai, the Bnei Israel brought an Ola and a Shlomim. Apu Olu Shlomim. So too, he could bring an Olu or a Shlomim. That could be kid doesn't bring a Shlomim. So we'll answer that in a minute. Shnemar Kochem Kiger. Menayan Larabo, that's an oaf. So how do we know oaf? Talmud Lomar. Ishe Reach Nichovach Lashem. Eze davar shekul Hashem, Aviyom is also oaf. Nobody eats it. Yachal shenimar ba'afim u'mincha, maybe a mincha also. Tamud lomar kein. No. Tanya idach. We learned elsewhere. This is really going to answer all the questions. It says va'asa ishe reach nichovach Hashem. So right, it should be good smelling for Hashem. Shemei ani, I know that. Kol she'ola li'ishim, anything that's good. Afim u'mincha, even a mincha would be good. Tamud lomar kasher tasu kein yaseh. The way we did it by Har Sinai, that's how every ger should do it. Ma'atem mine damim. Just like by us, it was only a blood animal, a blood, not mincha. Ahem mine damim. So too, they have to also use a blood mincha, a blood carbon. E ma'atem olu shav, ahem olu shlamim. We brought olu shlamim. So maybe they can bring also. Tamud lomar kachem ki ger yihyeh. Lochem hi kishisiv v'lo l'davar acher l'karbonechem. I only compared them in one way, not in all ways. Therefore, a ger does not have to bring an ola and also a shlomim. Okay, it's a learned out of the pesukim. Revi Omer, kochem ka avosechem. A different, slightly different. Ma avosechem lo nichnasu labris el b'mila utevila b'hartzas dam. The way we got to Har Sinai, right? We had no mitzvot. Was mila tevila? Let's see what's the minute where tevila comes in. Going to the mitzvah. And Hartzah's dam, which means bringing a carbon. Afheim lo yichnasu labris el b'mila, tevila, Hartzah's dam. Now, lahavi prayed to achas eyefshar. To bring one bird, that's impossible. Why? Shalom matzinu b'chol ha-Torah kula. That you don't find that anywhere in the whole Torah. You never find in the Torah that someone has to bring one bird. That you never find. Lo amru kein el lahakalav. Really, we said to bring a pair of birds to be makel. The guy who can't afford an animal, so bring two birds. Two birds is still cheaper than one animal. Now the Gemara says, below, we never found a place where a person can bring one bird. What about this one? Vihikrivu. It says in the Torah, Vihikrivu. Where is that? That's by someone who promises to bring an Adavat Olos. Oh. Matamar Lomar, why does it say that? Lafishanamar Batorim, Vihikriv. Since it says always Vihikriv, Shemei Ania Omer Alai, Haomer Harei Alai Olas Ha'ov. Well, of course, Mishnei Pridin. Because if somebody says, Harei Alei Olos, you have to bring two. Hamalama Vikrivu, Afilu Prey Da'achat. He can even bring one. So what do you mean there's never a place where a person can bring one bird? It's in the Torah. The Gemara answers, no. Chobami Alo Ashukhan. You never find a chob. This was voluntary. The guy wants to volunteer, he can volunteer whatever he wants. But there's no, whenever the Torah imposes bird karbanos, it's always two. So the Gerit, same story. If Yoledes, Demasia Ben Yona, Otor Lachatas, but Yoledes only brings one bird for a Chatas, more answers, Bishop, the Ikka Keves, Bahada, because she's also bringing a Keves. Okay. What? 1 minute. Right, she brings a chatas. Oh, if she brings a bird as a carbon, then ain't a kanami. It's two birds. Okay, Amar Mar. I don't know. It's a good question. Amar Mar. Ma avosechem lo nichnasu labris. Ella, we said that Bnei Yisrael got the Torah with mila, tevila, and carbon. So Bnei Yisrael mila, I know that. It's there because it says ki mulim ha yukol am hayotzim. It's pasuk in Yoshua. Inami or. Mehacha, right, we know this from Hakada. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel. The ever alayich, right? You passed over the erech misposeses bidamayich, and I saw them wallowing in their bidamayich, in their bloods. Ba'omerlach bidamayich hayi, right? That's what gave them life, right? That means that the Bnei Yisrael said they had no mitzvot to perform. So Hashem said, go be busy with dam mila and dam carbon pesach. By the way, those are the only two upstairs that you get covered for. Connection between the two of them. The old connection, right? They're the only two. It's what gets you into the bris, right? Dam pesach and dam mila. One of my buds that saw that. The new one. Hartzos damim dechsev. What about carbon? It says, but Yisrael is nair ben Yisrael. So that's good. El tzvila minolim. Where did they go to the mitzvah? Where did they see tzvila? So really, there is no tzvila. Dechsev, it says, v'yikach moshe chatzi adam, v'yizrok al ha'om. He sprinkled the dam on the nation. Ein hazoa below tzvila. Can't have a sprinkling without tzvila. Why not? I'm not sure. El meyata, if that's all true, if what's true? If it's true, listen to Gemara's question. If it's true that you have to have mila, tzvila, gizod, and hatzah dam, ha'idna, so bizman hazeh, the lack of carbon, on a kabel gerim. Without a carbon bizman hazeh, we shouldn't be able to accept gerim. After all, what's the hatzah to accept gerim? There's no carbon. So Gemara's Amar v'achav Yaakov, v'chi yogar itchem ger asher b'tzochachem. And the Gemara leaves out the next word. The next word is, l'doro seichem, meaning it can go on forever. The idea of accepting a ger is l'doro seichem. I there's no carbon. All right. There's no carbon. True. That doesn't stop us from accepting ger. The guy that legitimately wants to be a ger, no problem. Okay? Right. Right. So it's still such a thing as a ger. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. Ger b'zman hazeh, tzarek shi'afrish rova l'kino. A ger b'zman hazeh has to set aside a dollar, or a certain amount, for his karbanos, which he will have to bring when Mashiach comes. Right? No. We already got rid of that rule. Why? Because the money's going to be sitting there in the jar. After a while, come spend it. How long can you look at that money and not spend it? And by the way, when you set it aside, you made it into a carbon. So it's me'il, it's all problems. Therefore, don't let... When Mashiach comes, we'll deal with it then. We have to deal with it now. Amar Vidi bar Gershom, Amar Adar bar Ava, Halachas Gershom Shimon. We hold like that. Vikad Dabasni La Al Hadah. There are some say that what Shimon said was a whole different story out of left field, has nothing to do with anything. Tana Rabbanan, Ger Tosha. What's a Ger Tosha? So it's a big machlokas what it is. Basically, it's a guy who lives in Israel who promises to keep some form of the mitzvah. What exactly he keeps, like a sitzei machlokas? Anyway, this man Damar says like this. A Ger Tosha, mutter lasas malacha b'shabbos la'atzmo, he can do malacha on Shabbos, ki Yisrael b'chal shalmoy. Like a Yisrael is allowed to do malacha on chalamoy. Can Yisrael do anything he wants on Chol HaMoed? Not really. So there are parameters. But Bizman HaZeh, we don't really, I don't know, hold from it, or we're not so attuned to it. But there are rules about what you can do and what you cannot do on Chol HaMoed. Whatever you can do on Chol HaMoed, then that. So let's say, for example, the big one is Dover HaOven. If I don't go to work, I'm going to lose my job. So then you're allowed to go to work. So Ger Tosha is the same exact. Forget even going. If I don't do this work, my house is going to collapse. Then obviously you could fix it. You could do that. To go start doing extra work that maybe you shouldn't do a chalamoy. So the Ger Tosha can do the same exact story. Rabbi Akiva Omar, Ki Yisrael B'yantim. No. A Ger Tosha on Shabbos can do malacha that a Jew can do on Yantim. What is that? Ochel nefesh thing. Cooking, basically, cooking and carrying. Rabbi Yossi Omar, Ger Tosha Osher B'Shabbos La'atmo Ki Yisrael B'chol. No. A Ger Tosha can do on Shabbos, but a Jew can do during the week. Right? There's no rule. There's no rule at all. And Rabbi Shimon Omar, Echad Ger Toshav, Echad Ovi Kachavim, Oved, Ba'ama, HaToshavim, Osin Malacha B'Shabbat La'atzman, Kisrael B'chol. That's what Rabbi Shimon said. No, there is no rule at all. They don't have to keep any Shabbat at all. It's like a Shabbat to them. It's like a Tuesday for a Jew. They can do whatever they want. And then we said that Halacha Tarkav Shimon regarding this thing. Okay, new Mishnah. Eilu Mevi'in Ala Zadon Kishogei. The following things, you're going to bring a carbon for a mazid, just like for a shogeg. You hear that? Unusual. You did something bemazed, and you get away with bringing a carbon. What are they? Haba al hashivcha. If someone has relations with the shivcha, even bemazed. Or the nazir shenitma, or a nazir that become a, even bemazed. Or shivua ta'edus, guy b'mezid lies and tells you he has no evidence, no evidence for you, or shvut hapikadon. If a guy lies and tells you he doesn't have the thing that you asked him to watch, he denies it. He lies. Even if he lies to me, and that he forgot. But on purpose he lied to you. Then he gets caught. Besides paying it back, he has to bring a carbon over here. That's the first din. Second din. Chamisha mevi'im carbon echal out of averos harbe. There are five people that bring one carbon for many averos. Okay? And chamisha mevi'im carbon olaviorid. There are five people that bring an olaviorid. Olaviorid is a carbon. It's really a chatos. It's a chatos. But it's called an olaviorid because it goes by your financial status. Whether you bring an animal, birds, or a flower. Sliding scale. Now, elam mevi'im carbon echad al averos harbe. Here are the following people who bring one carbon for a lot of averos. This page is only going to mention two of them. Number one, haba shivcha biot harbe. You have relations with the shivcha many times, only one carbon. And nazir shenitma tumos harbe. A nazir that becomes tame many times only brings one carbon. And we'll, Gemara will explain both of them. Now, haba shivcha menolan. How do you know that's true by shivcha? Right? That's a separate issue. It's also b'mezid. It's also b'mezid, but why not? What do you mean? He's a regular nazir and he decides one day to go to the levaya. He did it b'mezid. But the shivcha correct is b'mezid correct. But it's also that he had beer with her many times, and you're only going to bring one carbon. So what's a shivcha? What does it mean a shivcha? So it says. Designated to an Eved Ivri. She's designated to an Eved Ivri. She's not Jewish, but she's a Shifcha. She's a Shifcha Kananis. She's not a Jewish girl, but she's designated to an Eved Ivri. That changes her status a little bit special now. And if you have relations with her, nothing happens to you. You have to bring a carpet. Right? Minat Torah, there's no onesh if you have relations with a guy. I'm not saying you should go do that, but there's no onesh. Minat Torah. So Shivcha is no different. She's a little different because she was set aside already for a Jew. Right? She might have mitzvahs like a woman. Correct. But she's a special thing. She's set aside for every different. Tana Rabbana. The Chibra Alav HaKohen Be'el Ha'asham Asher Chatasa Asher Chata. Melamed Shemevi Karbon Echal Alav Eretz Harbe. Somehow, that Pasuk is a makar for this. The Pasuk doesn't say anything. The Pasuk says, the chiper alav hakohen, the el ha'ashem ashal chatoso asher chato. The chatoso is plural. Malamet shemevi karbenachal ad averos harbe. Then it says, v'nislach lo me chatoso asher chato, lasos mezid kishogig. They change it. So that also, right, that clues you in, that a mezid is like a shogig. Nazir shenitma. What about a nazir? Minalan. Dechziv, v'chiyamos meis olav, v'pes hapiso. It says in the Torah, if a nazir, if you're all of a sudden faced with a suddenly somebody died, the pesa pisom, right? You're a nazir. You're sitting in someone in the room passed away all of a sudden. You have no choice. You become tummy. Pesa is a shogig. Pesa means shogig. Chenu Omer, it says in the pesa below Eva hadfo, right? Some accident happened and someone got pushed. You didn't do it on purpose. An accident. Pisom ze ones. Pisom is even lower. It's an ones. Right? In Omer it says, Hashem said right away to Moshe, right? Get out of Aaron and Miriam. Pisom means all of a sudden, you couldn't even avoid it. Shogig means you're a little bit negligent. Pisom means you're an ones, mamash. Tanya Yiddach, Pisom ze mezid. Pisom just the opposite. It means the mezid. In Omer is a pasuk. It says, Erom, Ra'ah, Venistar, Pasayim, Avrud, Venanshu. That the word Pisom here is used with punishment. Punishment means it could use something b'mezid. You see, the word pisom is b'mezid. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. If pisom means all three things, so if a nichtov kra pisom, let the Torah only write the word pisom, the mashma shogig, mashma mezid, mashma ones. Mashma all three. The Gemara answers, mezid ones kidamaron, mezid ones we just said, and shogig, mashma nami shogig the tziv, pesi yamin l'chal davar, right? So below nichtov kra pesah. Torah could have left out the word Pesah. Torah would have been one word shorter. Leave out the word Pesah, And I know that a Nazir is, has to bring a carbon, whether it's Peshogig, but Owen is Bemazin. Why do we need the extra word Pesach? So the Gemara answers, well, Ikra, Ikasafra Pisom, if I only would have had the word Pisom, which by the way, is Mashma all three, what would I say it only, what would I say it means? I would say it only means a Shogig. After all, in the rest of the Torah, you only time you bring a carbon chatzis is for a Shogig, not for a Mazin. Mashma Shogig, Mashma Mazin, Mashma Pisom, but if it means all three, half I mean I would have thought, carbon b'shogeg. When do I bring a carbon? If I did a b'shogeg, mitzvah to have a Torah kula, like the rest of the Torah. I will only do mitzvah emelo. I would have said no way. Therefore, kasa rechmana pesha, pesa. The Torah goes out of the word pesa to b'shogeg have l'gluye ale, which is a shogeg, to reveal to you the pisom to onay to mitzvah who rafilachi chayef rechmana. Even though those are shogeg and mitzvah, you still have to bring a carbon. It's an exception. What about Shavuot HaEdus? How do you know if someone says, didn't you see the guy lent me money? Now he doesn't want to pay me back? Can you please come to Bezin for me and testify? You say, I didn't see anything. And you lie on purpose. Right? You have to bring a carbon for that. He swears at the whole story. And but even if it was amazing. Oh, I forgot about that. No, you did it on purpose. You lied. Menalon, Tan Rabbanan, Bekulon, Nemar, Venelam. In that whole parasha there, they always say Venelam. And you forgot. Kan, lo nemar vanella. Here it doesn't say that. Why? L'chayiv al hamezid kishogeg. Give us a question. Right? Shavuot hapikaron. Menalon, what about a Shavuot hapikaron? Where's what's it called they asked you to watch? Remember I was going away, I asked you to watch my priceless diamonds? Where is it? You never asked me. And then you swear the whole business, and it turns out even you lied on purpose. Menalon, yolav tech is Shavuot ha'edus. There is from Shavuot ha'edus. Now, chamisha mevi'in karbonecha al veris harbeg. There were five people that brought one avera for many things. Ketani, haba'al ha-shivcha b'yat harbi menolim. How do you know that's true by ha-shivcha? How do you know that? Ketani rabbanon, v'chipra levakor b'el asham ha-shachata ha-shachata. Malam, we said this already. Malamit sh'mevi karbonecha l'avera t'harbi. V'nitzach lo'vechata ha-shachata, lasos mezid kishogig. That you're amazed, it's like a shogig. The Gemara says, this doesn't make any sense. V'akra ki mezid ksiv. That pasuk is by b'mezid. How do you know the pasuk is talking about amazing? So Rashi points out because it says, "Bakores tihia," the Hainu Malkus. She gets Malkus, the woman. The only way a woman gets, anybody in the Torah gets that punishment is if it did it on purpose. So obviously, the pasuk is talking about amazing. So Gemara says, "Right, you're right. El Eim Alasos Shogi Kamezit." Right, switch it around. A Shogi is like amazing. Of course, amazing brings a carbon. He brings a carbon. She gets Malkus. Okay, what kind of funny thing is that? That's going to be later in the week. Doesn't seem fair. Now, listen to this question. Boimine Rabbi Chanina Tirna Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Chanina asked the following question. What about, now, if a guy has relations with the same shift for five times, he brings one carbon. What if he has relations with five shifters? Does he also bring one carbon? That's his question. So there's no behel in here because it's amazing. So, Habal Chame Shifchos, Charufos, Behel Amechot, Mahu, what's the din? Behelam Echad is a funny lashon because it's not behelam; it's on purpose. It can even be on purpose. Let's say it's b'shogeg. Chayev al kolachas va'achas, or even chayev al achas. You have to bring five or one. Okay? Amalei chayev al kolachas va'achas. You have to bring five, each one. Umayishna mechamish halamos b'shivcha achas. That comes different if it's the same woman five times. Amalei in shivcha achas. Gufer Mukhlakin. Yeah. It's one shivcha here. How do you read this? Amalei. Oh, Ein shivcha achas gufer Mukhlakin. You can't have one woman in five bodies. Hey shivchos gufer Mukhlakin. In other words, even though it's one issue, there's five different people. Five different people. Five different people. You have to bring a carbon for each woman. Each guf is a different carbon. I say Baveira, it doesn't make a difference. Gufin on Mukhlakin. That's not such a foreign thing. Yeah, all five are, let's say. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. Yeah, they had relations. No. No, I don't think so.
So many questions about this.
What do you mean? I don't know. So each person, each woman, so it's two. If it's two, it's two. Exactly. Exactly. Uminolam the gabi shivcha gufa muchlokin. How do you know there's a rule like that? Abale, lava marta gabi arayis. The same rule by arayis too. Same rule by arayis. Someone has a relation with two sisters. What do you mean? It's all sisters. It's one. It's my sister. You have two people. Right? You thought both of them were your wife. Both times. So two issues. The I, same of Eira. Yeah, but it's gufa muchlokin. It has an extra word for Isha, each woman. I don't care if a guy's relation with five married women. Well, if only one Isha is Ish, right? That's ridiculous. Right? So why should this be any different? Gabi Shivcha Nami Ksiv, Asha Ishka Ves Isha Shivcha Zera, right? Vehi Shivcha Lachat, Akal Shivcha Veshivcha. Each Shivcha is a separate person. Right? When I tell you about the married women, then it makes sense. Isha is Ish, right? Well, it's only one law in the Torah. Yeah, but it's five different people. Right? So no different. Depends. You forgot the whole year? Don't bring one. If it's one period of unawareness, only bring one. Even though you did it 52 times, 100%. So because here it's the maze is the same as the shogeg. No, because also because the maze is the same as the shogeg. Even if it's the maze, you bring in a carbon only. Right? So it doesn't really make a difference what your thoughts were. However, different people, different. It's only one chatos. That's because the Torah said that. It's an exception. It's an exception to the rule. What? Correct. He's 100% right. Except by a shivcha, there's a quirk that even if it's bemazed, you also bring a carbon. On the person. So therefore, it can even be five times. So amazing. Right. I know I'm not allowed to do this. I'm doing it anyway. Right? Why are we so makel? Because she's really a guy. Right? That's the different rule. She's really a guy. So therefore, normally if a man has relations with a guy in the street, there's no carbon. So here she's a shivcha. She's a little bit special or more special. She's already designated to a Jew and a whole story. So you bring a carbon. Having said that, only been one carbon, even if it's a whole week with this woman for a whole week. When does it become like regular, like regulatory that we know? When it's different people. That's all. It's not such a hard. It is very simple. It's a different rule. Now the same thing we said with Nazir Shenikma Tumas Harbe. If a Nazir got Tomei a lot of times. So now, this might answer your question. Because you have to find a situation where a Nazir has to, is Tomei. Now, but what does it mean a Nazir? A guy was, I don't know if he does it for 6 months. In the middle of the 6 months, he became Tomei. It doesn't make a difference for Shogeg, but maybe it makes no difference. Now, it says Tumas Harbe. How do you have a situation with Tumas Harbe? For example, let's say a guy becomes Tomei on a Monday. If he's Tomei on Monday, he has to wait 7 days. Now on Tuesday, he becomes Tomei also. That's Tumas Harbe. Then Wednesday, he becomes Tomei also. Then Thursday also. That's not Tumas Harbe. You know what that is? You're Tomei already. The only way it could be Tumas Harbe is if you're not Tomei. You're not Tomei. You became Tahar. But you still can't bring the carbon. So therefore, you become tummy again, the tumma will start over, but you're only going to bring one carbon. You hear that rule? Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. If I become tummy, a dozer becomes tummy, he counts 7 days, brings a carbon, becomes tummy again, then he's bringing a separate carbon. So how you define a situation where you become tummy, but you're not tummy, you're tahar, you become tummy again, and you only have to bring one carbon. How could that be? Exactly. So what kind of situation is that? You'll see what Gemara is going to say about that. Man Tana, who said, Nazir Shinit Matumas Harbe. If a Nazir becomes Tumah in many Tumas, you only have to bring one carbon. Man Tana, who said that? Amar Chitta Rebbe, Yosef Rebbe Hudi, the Amar, Nazira Tahira Mishvi Hudachalele. When does a Nazir become Tahar? When does anybody become Tahar? You become Tahar on day number 7. You have to count 7 days. Once the paraduma is sprinkled on you, you become tar. Okay? Now, the halacha is, by a regular person, after 7 days, he goes back to his life. He's tare now. A nazir, since he was a nazir, he became tame in the middle of the nazirus. He has to also bring a carbon. When can you bring this carbon? He holds you can only bring it on day 8. The next day you bring the carbon. So now on day 7, what are you? The tar. Can you bring a carbon? No. What? So the night's the whole story, right? Exactly. So now, let's forget the night for a minute, because that's a good question on the one who argues on him. So seventh day, you tar. You went in the morning, you woke up in the morning, you went to shul, you davened, you went to the base of mikdash, they sprinkled you, now you tar. Now you become tummy again. What happens now? You have to count 7 more days. How many carbons are you going to bring? You're only going to bring 1. You were never able to bring the carbon yet. That's the answer. You hear that? Meshkachas l'kagon shenitma b'shvi, you became tame, and then you became tame again on day number 7. B'chazav v'nitma b'shvi, happened the third time. Kivan d'lo yatsa shaharu l'hakav b'karbon. Since you were never able to bring a carbon, why not? Because you only bring a carbon on day number 8. And achayav el carbon echad, you only bring 1 carbon. The Rebbe, because if you want to tell me this is the other shita of Rebbe, kivan d'amar Rebbe nazirus t'tayrat shmini, according to Rebbe, you don't become tar till day number 8 by a nazir. Then, lo chaylale. It's impossible for this case to happen. He did it by b'shvi. If you became tame on day number 7, b'chaz of it b'shvi. That's like becoming tame on day number 2. You never tar. Kula tuma richti. It's one long tuma. You were never tar. Because he holds, you have to wait till day number 8. Now, what happens to day number 8? You wake up in the morning, you got to be uncovered right now. You're right to be covered right now. Now you bump into a mace, you start over. Yes, correct. Maybe that's what... Exactly. But... Exactly. Fine. So that might be an X mark against you in Shemayim, but it doesn't make you bring another carbon. Right? He's right. It might be more in a Vero. Now, Ibn Ibn Bishmini... Because of the Shmini, if you can tell me on day number 8, and then again on day number 8, given the Yatsa Shah, Ruyul Hak of Karban, since you were able to bring a Karban, why? Because day number 8, what's the issue? You bumped into a mace before you got to the Beit HaMikdash, then Mechayev HaKalachas Vachat, they can bring a separate Karban for each one. El Shema Mila, Rabbi Yosef Behuda, it must be Rabbi Yosef Behuda. So that's the Stewie's question. What if it was the night of the 8th? The 8th night. Now you quote, so maybe you can hold the Natar. Must be shot. Even at night, you're not tar. Until the morning. Once the morning comes, you can bring a carbon now. Now you can tell me you can bring a second carbon. Now it must be Rebbe. It must be Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Tanya. Why does he call it like that? Because the Kiddush is Rosho. You cut your hair. The Yom Hahu. What day is that? The Yom HaBaz Karbonos of Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds day number 8. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer Biyom Tegal Chato on day number 7. They have a machlokes when you bring the carbon. Or when you're done with your tumma. But Rabbi Yosef holds day number 7. But you can't bring the carbon until day number 8. And Rabbi holds, no, you don't even become tar until day number 8. Right. Exactly. Okay, next one. Hamakan, this is case number 3 of doing a lot of aveiras and only bringing 1 carbon. This one's a little very funny. Hamakan le'ishto ayat nashim harbi. You warn your wife not to be secluded with a lot of men. And she goes ahead and she's secluded with a lot of men. How many times did you drink that drink? The answer is only 1 time. Okay? It's not really have favors so much. She didn't listen to the husband. Okay. Number 4. Umetzora shetisnaga b'negoam harbe. A metzora that has a lot of tzaras. So he has a lot of tzaras, right? Hevi tzipuran. He brings his birds. This is Naga, and then he has Tzaraas again. Lo alu lo. This is a whole separate halacha, by the way. The case number 4 was a Mitzara with a lot of Tzaraas. Okay? Brings 1 carbon when he's all done with it. Now, a new halacha, which is out of left field. Hevi Tziporon. Let's see, right? He brings birds. But when another is becoming Tar, he brings birds, an Asham, and a Chata. Okay? The birds is unrelated to if he's poor, he's allowed to bring a bird. Unrelated. He brings 3 karbanos, at least 3. 2 birds, a matara, what did I say? I'm sorry, matara. 2 birds, 1 One bird gets shechted, one bird gets blown away, let it loose. A chatas and an asham. So, hey, the first one you bring is the bird. Hey, we see part when you bring the bird, then all of a sudden, vitisnaga, all of a sudden you notice you have tzaraas again. No, it's two. So we let one free. It doesn't mean it's not special. As a matter of fact, didn't we say that asher b'hanah, that other bird? You find it later, you can't do anything with it. No, you're allowed to. Okay, so lo alu lo adjiyeh b'chatoso. So you're not tar now. Lo'olo, what does lo'olo mean? The birds don't help until you bring your chatas. Until you bring your asham. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Because more to say, it's a sur makro, because it doesn't make any sense. Now, right, so you'll see the question is going in a minute. So before we get to that, Manalan, how do you know that a sota, she drinks one cup? The tziv, zos toras hakinos. Here's the Torah, here's the story with the woman, with the sota woman. With Torah, the kinuyin harbe. One Torah, one issue for a lot of problems, right? But she has to listen. But he could be. So let her drink it and get a bracha, right? But mitzorah shet tznaga and gam harbe. How do you know that a lot of menalon the tziv those Torahs have mitzorah Torah achas and mitzorah harbe? One store, one issue, one carbon for a lot of tzaraas. It's mashra from that Mishnah. Right? Let's say he got saras before he brought the chatas or the asha. In other words, he brought the birds, then saras broke out. He didn't have a chance to bring the chatas or the asha yet because he got saras again. What happens to those birds? It's mashra from what we just said, that when he gets saras, when saras gets finished again, he has to bring more birds. Didn't we just say only through one carbon for many issues? What's going on here? Right? You bring in out birds for each and every time you have tzaraas. That's the Gemara's question. B'marta ein mevi ala carbon echad. So the Gemara answers, kasuri mechsev hachi ketani. The whole thing is, this Gemara now has nothing to do with the issue of a lot of carbonos or one carbon. It's a whole separate issue out of left field. Ready? Hey, bichi porin. A guy has to bring birds. Vitzitz naga. And he gets the rat again. Ain mevi ela carbon echad. You only have to be one carbon. Why? I already brought my birds. However, I have to bring down more carbonos. I have a rule. The Torah gives me an out. If I'm poor, choke my Torah, I can get away with bringing less. I can bring a bird instead of an animal. The lekvoa ba'aniyos ba'ashiris. When do we care? When does the IRS come down and decide my financial status? When in the process? When I get tzaraas? When I get healed? When I'm locked up for 7 days? When? You know when? Lo mikvoy ad shiyeh b'chatos. The issue is when you're standing there ready to bring your chatos. That's when it applies. No, when you bring your asham. So if you brought your birds, and then tzaraas broke out again, in the chanami, you don't have to bring another pair of birds. But this is maybe a month later. Now I don't have any money. I was out of work for 6 weeks with my tzaraas. I should have fired me. I don't have any money now. So now, when you're coming to bring the chatos, okay, well, what's your financial status? Others say, no, when you're coming to bring your asham, what's your financial status? This has nothing to do with... I know. And now, Tanan Hasam, we went to the Mishnah. Mitzora Shehevi Hashamo, the Hashir, then he won the lottery the next day. I called the chachar chatos. Rishon says, "We only care what was your financial status when you brought the chatos." Rabbi Huda Omer, I called the chachar asham. Everything follows the asham. Hanir Rabbi Loza Rabbi Yaakov Omer, I called the chachar tziporit. Everything follows the birds. That's all our Mishnah was talking about. Nothing to do with anything. Omer Rabbi Huda Omer Rav, Shlosh the Mishnah Eka Darchu. They all learn out of the same pasuk. It said Ashelo Sasig Yodo, right? The Taharaso. He didn't have enough money. So Rabbi Shimon Omer Savar. We care about when you bring the chatos. As Rashi points out, you do get tzaraas to seven averis. So it is a kapara. Rabbi Huda Savar Davar Hamachshiro. It's the karma that lets you become a normal person again. That's the asham. And Rabbi Lazar Ben Akiva Omer Davar HaGorim Lo Tahira. It's what starts the process going. Umay Ni, what's that? Tzipor, it's the birds. What? No. One bird gets shechted and one bird gets sent away. That's nothing to do with money. It's always birds, even if you're a millionaire. No. One's an asham, one's a chatzit, and you have to bring two birds. Right? Those birds have nothing to do with money. Then the chatzit and asham, that has to do with money. You're poor, whatever. So that's what this mission is about. When do we decide how rich or poor you are? Is it when you bring the chatzit, when you bring the asham, when you bring the birds? No, you don't, because you only bring one carbon. That's only a situation when you brought the birds and you get sarat afterwards. It's a very strange thing. Why it happened, it broke out again. Right? You spoke Lashon Hara again, you got whacked again. Right? The whole that. No, because in other words, the Tumah has been day 7, as we said. Right. Next Mishnah. This is case number 5. Case number 5 of a lot of issues. A lot of issues, only being one kata, one carbon. What's the case? Ready for this one? Aisha Shiyalda, Vlados Harbe. A woman has a lot of children, the pila, and a lot of miscarriages, the sok shmon in the keva, during the 80 days of in the keva. Chazma v'pila, the sok shmon in the keva. The case is as follows. Rashi explains, it can't happen by a boy. Because in order to bring a carbon for a miscarriage, the baby has to be at least 40 days old. So here's the story. You have a girl. Mazel tov. She has to wait 14 days. She waits 14 days, she goes to the mikvah. She comes home from the mikvah, she gets pregnant that night. She miscarries 40 days later. That's day 54. That's day 54. Right? She miscarried within the 80 days. Now, she counts 14 days again, goes to the mikvah, gets pregnant again. 40 days later, she miscarries again. It could go on forever. When it all is said and done, she only brings one carbon. That's the case. One carbon for having children. Because a miscarriage is considered a child. If it would be less than 40 days, it's called Maya Ba'alma, it's nothing. That's why it has to be it's a girl. Because if it's a boy, right, it has to be it's a girl. These all have to be girls. Okay? Make sense? Now, or another way this could happen is Hamapelas to Umim. If you have twins, what does it mean you have twins? You really have triplets. Rashi says, you have triplets. One miscarries at some point. The second one miscarries later. The third one miscarries later. Even though they miscarried at different stages, it's only one issue, it's one carbon. Okay? Is that even humanly possible? Is that possible for a woman to miscarry multiple births at different times of the pregnancy? So the Gemara says yes, so I'd say yes. Okay, very good. What? It's possible? Fine. Rabbi Huda Omer, maybe I'll, listen to now, Rabbi Huda argues. Rabbi Huda says like this, maybe I'll Rishon, and maybe I'll Shinia. On the twins and on the lady issue. You only bring a carbon for baby number one, not baby number two. Yes, baby number three, not baby number four. Yes, baby number five, not baby number six. Why? It makes a lot of sense. Because baby number three is going to be outside the 80 days. Even though nothing changed, in other words, the 80 days are going on forever, it's going on for a very long time. She keeps getting pregnant and she keeps miscarrying. Tanakama said it's all one issue. Says the Yehuda, no, I hold every 80 days as separate. So baby number one, baby number two miscarries within 80 days. Baby number three is outside the 80 days. True, she never went to Horia. Doesn't make a difference. He holds, it makes no difference. 80 days is 80 days. Once the 80 days are over, we start to count over. Therefore, by baby number three, she has to bring another carbon. Baby number four, she doesn't. Why? Because it's within 80 days of baby number three. Right? Rabbi Huda Omer, maybe I'll Rishon, maybe I'll Shnia, maybe I'll Shlishit, maybe I'll Revi. Makes a lot of sense, what he said. Now, Menolan, how do we know all this? The Tana Rabban, the Tana Tana Kamedra of Sheshet, Zos Torah Tayoleda, Bozacha Ulana Keva, Molamed, Shemivia Karbon Echel of Vladas Harbe, Yachal Apal Ledi Bela Ziva. What does that mean, Al Ledi Bela Ziva? She was a Zav. She was a Zava. Why was she a Zava? Because she saw Dam 3 days in a row. During those 7 days now, she's counting Shiva Nikian, she has a baby. I would think that it's one issue. Tavala Mazos. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. Katani, Yachal Ledi Bela Ziva, and maybe El Karbon Echel. El Mata, what Achla Dam Biyolda, Hachanami, they may be El Karbon Echel. She drinks Dam and then she has a baby. So so it's only one Avera? Why would I think that? Why would I think that? Why is Ziva and Leda? They have nothing to do with each other. They have nothing to do with each other. A Ziva brings a carbon, and a Leda brings a carbon. Eating Dam brings a carbon, and what do you call it? They have nothing to do with each other. Emahachi. No, what I meant to say was like this. Yacha ahaleda shalafnei malos, vahaleda shalacha malos. I would think that for some reason, a baby, a year later, she has another miscarriage. A year later, and she never had a chance to bring a carbon. So I would think you could bring one carbon, but that's too far apart. I would love myself. Right? Let's just do two more lines. I want to listen to the bottom. Now, kishatim talomar, what you get, as I said, was divi Rabbi Yehuda, vlad rishon goreim, umi vlad rishon monim. The first vlad count, and we count from the first vlad. 80 days, that's it. You can only get two babies in 80 days. That's it. Well, divi chachamim, and according to the chachamim, vlad sheni goreim, umolad sheni monim. Doesn't mean vlad sheni, it's the last vlad. The last vlad. This can go on for 6 months. She keeps getting pregnant, keeps miscarrying, go on and on and on and on. When all this thing's settled, what counts? The last one. Right? The last one counts. Now the Gemara says, Kishatim Shalomar, if you figure it out, Pshita Hachi. But that's obvious. What are you, such a Chacham, that you figure that out? That Rabbi Yehuda holds, we go by the beginning, and the Chacham holds, we go by the end? So the Gemara says, no. It's the Mapelas to Uv Yisrachalei, that case of the twins and the triplets. Talk about that, I would have thought. Since it's one birth, not one birth, since it's one conception, all three were in the womb at the same time, and they happened to miscarry at different stages, maybe Mapelas to Uv, maybe Mod Rabbi Yehuda L'Rabbanan. Maybe their Yehuda would agree. When it's not triplets, then I hold my sheet of 80 days. But if they all start out together, maybe I would agree with the Chachamim. Kamashma, even then he doesn't agree with the Chachamim. Good? Very good. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.